This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison. Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Oskaloosa. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Good luck, McLouth Softball. From your fans, Gus and Kathy Barnett, Jake Barnett, Terry Dunaway, Ron Knoll, and Sandy Walbridge from Barnett Family Funeral Home and Jefferson County Crematory. Congratulations, and go Lady Bulldogs.
Afternoon, as we're approaching evening hours here in Pratt, Kansas, as we bring you coverage of the Class 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament. Good evening here on KAIR 93.7 as we bring you coverage of the McLouth Bulldogs and their run to a state championship. Brandon Tamman with you. Joseph Curry is our studio producer, and we welcome you and glad to be a part of your afternoon and into the evening hours. And the rain has avoided us out here in western Kansas for the most part. Overcast conditions, sun trying to creep through, but nonetheless, we are ready for high school softball, and a state champion will be crowned here later on tomorrow, and potentially McLouth. They're the number one seed coming in, one of just two remaining undefeated teams in all of state tournament play. That's 1A all the way through 6A McLouth, and then 6A's Olathe Northwest are the only two softball teams left playing in these state tournaments this week that were undefeated. McLouth, the heavy favorite. What a run it's been for Ballard Patterson and the McLouth Bulldogs. They are 23-0. They won the Wathena Regional with wins over Pleasant Ridge, Valley Falls, and number 3 Troy in the championship game. The numbers are staggering. They have outscored their opponents 299-9. That's right. They have given up just 9 runs in 23 games. They've posted 17 shutouts, 4 games giving up just 1 run. They have had 1 game with 2 runs, and they have had just 1 game where they have given up 3 runs. It's been incredible. Some notable games. Obviously, this year they have swept Troy 3 times. They swept them twice in the regular season and then a third time in the regional championship game last week. This was after McLouth went 16-4 a year ago. They have won back-to-back Northeast Kansas League championships. And again, the number one seed, and they get an 8 seed here and an 8-13 squad in the Trojans of Hillsboro. Hillsboro, it's been quite a run for them through regional play to get to this point. Now, the Trojans, they were in the Mound Ridge Regional, and they were the 7 seed going in. They beat 3 14-win teams to get to this state tournament out here in Pratt. They beat the 2 seed Remington 10-8 in the first round. They beat Canton Galva by a 9-0 final in the semifinals, and then they beat Mound Ridge 8-3 in that championship game to get to this state tournament. So for both of these teams, it's been a little bit since these two have been in the state tournament. 7th trip overall for Hillsboro. They won the title back in 2012. They also had second place finishes in 2014 and 2015. And for McLouth, their regional championship was the first since 2015. The best finishes for the Bulldogs in softball, 2008 and 2015. Both third-place finishes, the 6th trip overall for state softball for this McLouth program. And for McLouth, they are looking to win their first Keisha-sanctioned title in any sport in more than 40 years. And this is by far and away the best opportunity with the number one team in the state and number one seed Bulldogs taking on the Hillsboro Trojans here in the opening quarterfinal matchup here in Pratt. They're exchanging the lineup cards. Our pregame coverage will continue shortly. We will step aside for a quick timeout, get a quick word in from those sponsors. We'll come back, have a little bit more pregame, get you the lineup cards, and get you set for first pitch. You got to win 3 to win a title, and it starts here tonight against Hillsboro for McLouth. 23-0 Bulldogs, 8-13 Hillsboro, quarterfinals in the Class 2-1A State Softball Championship. We're back in a couple of minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Horton Atchison.
Courtney's LLC, family-owned and operated for over 30 years, sells more than used trucks. They have farm equipment, lawnmowers, truck accessories, and more. And they fix trucks, cars, tractors, lawnmowers, and equipment. Contact Courtney's LLC, 913-796-6198, or see them north of McLeod. Free State Electric Cooperative, serving Jefferson and Leavenworth counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, McLeod softball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top-quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacements, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
For the first quarterfinal in the Class 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament, number 1 McLeod, number 8 Hillsboro. Let's get to the lineup cards momentarily, but first let's get you caught up on the bracket itself. So you got two fields going at the same time. You got two games going on here starting in just a couple of minutes, and then two games at around 7 o'clock. So, of course, you got McLeod and Hillsboro here on one field, and then field B right behind us is the 2-7 matchup. That is Blue Stem, who is 22-1. They're taking on 7-seed Medicine Lodge, who is in with a record of 9-14. And then the later games around 7 here on this field after McLeod, that'll be the 4-5 matchup with El Saline and Jayhawk Lynn. And then the 3-6 matchup on field B behind us at around 7 o'clock, it'll be Central Heights, the 3-seed at 20-1, taking on a 6-seed in St. Mary's at 18-5. So there are your 8 teams remaining here in Class 2-1A softball. McLeod, the heavy favorite coming in. The stats are just absolutely absurd, and they got two great pitchers that we're going to see here. And, well, first we're going to see Carissa Bandel, who is just an incredible athlete. They just announced her name and are doing the starters right now, so might be a good time for us to bring you the starting lineups and the lineup cards for Hillsboro and McLeod in this 2-1A state softball quarterfinal. So let's start with Hillsboro. Again, a record of 8-13 coming in, the 7th seed in the Mound Ridge Regional, so beating three 14-win teams to get here to Pratt this week. So for Hillsboro, they'll start with Corey Arnold. She is pitching and batting first. Keely Brewer's in left field. She bats second. Cassidy Bernhardt's in right field. She bats third. Kirsten Kluver is at third base. She is in the cleanup spot. Keitra Edwards is catching and batting fifth. Skylar Varan is at first base and batting sixth. Ansley Brewer is at shortstop. She bats seventh. Delaney Lucero is batting eighth and playing at second base. And then rounding it out for Hillsboro is Bailey Gowen in center field and batting ninth. So again, for Hillsboro, it is Arnold pitching, Brewer in left, Bernhardt in right, Kluver at third, Edwards catching, Varan at first, Brewer at short, Lucero at second, and in center field. For the number one ranked team in the state, it is McLeod. Carissa Bandel pitching and leading things off. Her sister, Crescenda Bandel, bats second and is in left field. Jillian Holwick at second base. She bats third and plays second. Danny Lee is batting fourth, playing shortstop. Anna Pat's batting fifth and catching. Elizabeth Holloway is at first base and batting sixth. Seventh is Summer Wyatt. She is in center field. Marissa Carey's at third base and batting eighth. And then Charlie Coffin is the designated player. She bats ninth, with Abby Pats in the flex spot defensively out in. So again, Bandel pitching, Crescenda Bandel, Holwick at second, Lee at short, Pats catching, Holloway at first, Wyatt in center field, Carey at third, Goff in the DP, and Pats defensively in right field. Moments away from the first pitch, McLeod with Carissa Bandel inside the circle, who has just been absolutely dynamite this season with a record of 12-0 with a 0.339 ERA, 62 innings pitched, and 144 strikeouts. Batting first, Corey Arnold, the pitcher for Hillsboro. She will bat from the right side against the right-handed thrower, Carissa Bandel. And the first pitch of the state softball championship, it's ball. Corey Arnold showing a bunt, pulls it back, and it's 1-0. Hillsboro, 8 wins, 13 losses coming in, the 8 seed in the field. And you look at Corey Arnold, she has a .386 batting average, and Bandel's second pitch is low and in the dirt for ball two. Quickly, two balls and no strikes to Corey Arnold. Corner infield playing in for McLeod. Carey at third and Holloway at first. And Bandel's third pitch is high and away, and it's quickly 3-0. This is the 82nd plate appearance of the season for Corey Arnold. .386 average. She has scored 20 times, has 27 hits, and there's the first strike thrown there for Carissa Bandel, and it's 3-1. Arnold, Brewer, and Bernhardt due up for the Trojans here in the top of the first. Bandel's 3-1. Right down Broadway, and it's now a full count. 3-2. So battling back with a pair of fastballs right down the center of the cup. A 3-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Corey Arnold, and there's the first out, and it's a strikeout for Carissa Bandel. One up and one down. What a way to battle back, falling behind 3-0, and then three straight strikes to get the strikeout. And for Carissa Bandel, make it strikeout number 145 on the season. First pitch in there for a strike to Keely Brewer, a left fielder batting second. All turf field here in Pratt. Pinkle Field. Beautiful setup and scenery here for this softball championship. Next pitch fouled away. And Brewer quickly down in the count. No balls and two strikes. And the numbers just staggering for McLeod this season, really on both ends, particularly Bandel inside the circle, mentioning 12-0 with a 0.339 ERA. Swing and a miss, but they're going to say it wasn't touched to play it first in time, so they do record the out. It was a low pitch that got away from the catcher in Anna Pats. It looked like a foul ball for a second. Now the umpire from third base is coming in, and they will confirm it is a strikeout, and quickly two up and two down. Make that 146 strikeouts on the season for Carissa Bandel. Trying to go three up, three down here in the first, and the first pitch is fouled away by Cassidy Bernhardt, the right fielder for Hillsboro. Bernhardt coming in. This is her 75th plate appearance. She has scored 21 runs, 26 hits, and has driven in seven with three doubles, a triple, and a home run. Bats from the right side closed on her stance. No balls and one strike. Two outs, no score, top of the first. There's a rip shot into center field, and there's the first hit of the game. On an 0-1 pitch, right back up the middle. And a one-out single brings up Kirsten Kluver. So Kluver, the third baseman, steps in. She will also bat from the right side. Kluver, a senior, fairly young roster. Just three seniors, or correction, four seniors on this Hillsborough roster. First pitch to Kluver, a little bit low and inside for a ball. Handful of these girls for Hillsborough are on the state championship volleyball team. Trojans winning the Class 3A title this past fall. A lot of these girls part of that state championship run. This one is hit well towards center field, back to the fence. It is gone. And just like that, Hillsborough has a 2-0 lead on a two-run home run from Kirsten Kluver. Trojans strike first with two outs in the first. Well, after strikeout to start, a single and then a home run. And for Kirsten Kluver, make that her second home run of the season. And RBIs number 18 and 19. 2-0 Hillsborough, top of the first. That was straightaway center field. Summer Wyatt out there kind of hesitated putting a glove up, thought it may was going to hit the top of the fence, but it cleared the fence. Umpire discussing something with the third base coach for Hillsborough. Nonetheless, we're back to it. That brings up Keitra Edwards. She takes a first pitch strike. The umpire doesn't make a motion on a strike or a ball, so sometimes it's going to be hard to tell. But it is no balls and one strike. Next pitch, a high fastball swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Not the ideal starts for McLeod, but we know offensively they can certainly put up runs in bunches. They can get two back pretty quickly. There's a swing and a miss, strike three, and that'll do it. So Bandel strikes out the side, but not before a two-out, two-run homer from Kirsten Kluver. And the Trojans lead 2-0. One half inning in the book. We're back after this on KARE 93.7.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
Taco John's new double beef and potato quesadilla is so filling, it's even a mouthful to describe. Double seasoned beef cheese, crispy potato alazolays, and five melty cheese cheeses. Try saying that two times fast. New double beef and potato quesadilla for just $4.99 at Taco John John's.
AC Trojans of Hillsborough have struck first here on number one seed and number one ranked McLeod in the quarterfinals. State championship tournament here in Pratt. A two-out, two-run homer by Kirsten Kluver. And the Trojans, a 2-0 lead. First at bat here for McLeod. Bottom of the first, trailing 2-0, Carissa Bandel. Gave up that two-run homer, shows bunt, pulls back. And it's outside for ball number one. Or correction, they do call it a strike. So again, the umpire is not giving it any. As Bandel puts down a bunt play at first, and it gets away. And then Bandel slips, and she's going to have to stay at first base. So that's going to be an error by the pitcher and Corey Arnold. And Bandel is on with nobody out. Bandel slips, and the throw was away enough where she could have got to second base, but the slip there. did not help the cause, so she's at first with nobody out. That brings up her little sister, Crescenda Mandel, playing in left field. And the first pitch is in there for a strike. Crescenda bats from the left side, playing in left field. And she swings at an off-speed pitch that's up, and then a steal attempt is in time. And there's a stolen base for Carissa Bandel. Now Crescenda's down in the count, no balls and two strikes. How about Crescenda's numbers? A 6.09 batting average. This is her 70th bat of the season. And she slaps this one to the right side, but foul. And it remains no balls and two strikes. Mention that 6.09 average. 43 runs scored. Second best on the team. She has just one extra base hit. It's a triple, and she has driven in 26. A sophomore batting from the left side. 0-2, runner at second. McLeod trailing 2-0, and there's a swing and a miss. And Arnold records her first strikeout. That'll bring up Jillian Holwick. Jillian Holwick, the senior, a .561 average, 36 runs scored, 19 singles and 12 doubles, including a triple. 13 extra base hits, she has driven in 33, and she swings and misses at the first offering, and 0-1. Arnold fires the 0-1, high and outside, one ball and one strike, so Carissa Bandel led things off. Reaching via an error. She stole second. Crescenda Bandel struck out. Now Jillian Holwick is up there. The one ball, one strike count. 2-0 Hillsborough here in the bottom of the first. State quarterfinals. This one is hit to the right side, but out of play and foul. And now the count, one ball and two strikes with Danny Lee, who up next. We have seen quite a few upsets across the state in both baseball and softball tournaments here today. Hillsborough taking out McLeod here would certainly categorize with an upset. Hit to the right side, and it's over the second baseman, and Lucero couldn't quite make the grab as Carissa Bandel had to hold up just to make sure it wasn't caught. So now runners at first and third with one out. That is a hit for Holwick. And now Danny Lee, an RBI chance here, as good as it gets in that department. How about Danny Lee? She has driven in 55 runs this season. She has scored 45 times. Her batting average is .623. 9 home runs and 55 RBIs. And she hits one well to right center field. Did she add to the total? It's going to drop in front of the fence, into the gap. It's going to be extra bases as now she has to go back to first because a little bit slow was Holwick. But it drops, a run is in, it's 2-1, and now runners will be at first and second as Danny Lee drives in her 56th run of the year. So it'll go down as a long single. Holwick to second, and Lee is at first, and now Anna Patz. Patz the junior, playing the catcher position. She has a .511 average. She's driven in 16, and she'll swing and miss at the first pitch, and it's no balls and one strike. Hillsborough 2, McLeod 1. Here in the bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs trying to add to it with two on and still only one out. Fouling this one straight back into the screen. Pat's now down in the count 0-2. Corey Arnold, the pitcher for Hillsborough. She is a fantastic volleyball player, part of that state championship team. She'll play in that KVA All-Star game coming up here next week. And there's a swing and a miss. And another strikeout. Make it two now for Arnold. And now it's up to Elizabeth Holloway. So here is Holloway with a .385 average. 9 extra base hits. She's driven in 22 runs. Holwick at second, Danny Lee at first, two outs, 2-1 Hillsborough, bottom of the first, and the first pitch swinging is fouled away. incredible run for Hillsboro. They started the year 0-7, and at one point they were 1-10. Now they're here at the state tournament taking on the one seed of McLeod as Holloway rips one foul near the parking lot. And three of the last four batters have gotten down 0-2. But two of those three have reached. Holwick with a single and then Lee with a single. But 0-2 with two outs in the first. There's a swing and a miss. So both pitchers strike out the side and both tally runs. So we have played one inning. 0-2, McLeod 1 here on KARE 93.7.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
The school year is almost over, but another one will be here before you know it. If you have kids that participate in middle school or high school sports, you know that Kansas requires school sports physicals before they can even start practicing this fall. But did you know that you can get your physical done now instead of waiting until the fall? Amberwell Atchison is offering a convenient school sports physical event on May 31st from 4 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $25 per physical, payable by cash or card. Registration is required and can be completed online at amberwellhealth.org.
Here we go, back to it. As we start the second inning, Carissa Vandell inside the circle. Struck out the side in the first. 2-1 Hillsboro. And the first pitch swung on and missed by Skylar Varan, the first baseman. Kirsten Kluver, a two-run, two-out homer in the first, giving Hillsboro the early 2-0 lead. But McLeod came back with an RBI single from Danny Lee in the bottom half of the inning to cut it in half. So 2-1 Hillsboro as we start the second, an 0-2 count here on Varan. And she strikes out, looking on the outside corner. Four strikeouts now for Carissa Vandell, and that brings up Ansley Brewer. Ansley Brewer, the shortstop. A 250 average. This will be her 50th plate appearance of the year. 8 RBIs, 11 hits. Batting with one out, nobody on. Her team up 2-1 here on number one McLeod. Carissa Vandell's first pitch is high for a ball. Taking her time, steps out of the box. Gets a sign from third base coach. And a swing and a miss. Kind of a half-hearted swing there, and it's one ball and one strike. Good crowd on hand. We were worried about some rain earlier in the day, but it has passed, and sun is peeking on through. And a check swing, and Brewer held in time, and it's two balls and one strike. Hillsboro, the 2-1 lead here on McLeod. In the top of the second, Vandell's next pitch, swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. A high fastball that was a half-hearted check swing, but went around just enough. Now a 2-2 count. All four outs recorded by Vandell so far have been strikeouts. Can she make it five? Yes, she does. How about it? High fastball swung out and missed. Two up and two down. Five strikeouts now for Vandell. That brings up Delaney Lucero. Lucero batting from the right side, playing second base and batting eighth. Lucero with a 191 average. This is plate appearance number 54. And the first pitch just missed outside for ball one. Vandell's next pitch, swing and a miss. Right back to it on the fastball, one ball and one strike. Collectively, Hillsboro as a team, a 299 average. They have only hit one home run this year coming in, so that was just the second home run of the year that Kluver hit. And she She was the only one that has a home run for this Hillsboro team. Lucero, another swing and a miss, and quickly one and two, and Vandell trying to strike out the side again, this time three up, three down. Next pitch is in the dirt, ball two, two balls and two strikes. The other game on this half of the bracket, El Saline and Jayhawk Lynn to play on this field afterwards. Swing and a miss, and down go the Trojans. 1-2-3, six strikeouts for Carissa Bandel. 2-1 Hillsboro. We head to the bottom of the second inning here on KARE 93.7.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
When you visit one of our eight Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Second inning, McLeod trailing Hillsboro 2-1. As first up against Corey Arnold is Summer Wyatt, the junior center fielder. Swing and a miss at the first pitch for strike one. McLeod got their one run in the first. An RBI single by Danny Lee in the next pitch. Is fouled away, and it's quickly 0-2 to Summer Wyatt. Wyatt comes in, 391 average. This is her 70th at-bat of the season. 10 extra base hits and 28 RBIs. Next pitch high, gets away, one ball and two strikes. Carey and Coffin will follow, bottom third of the order. All nine outs that have been recorded so far between the two pitchers, make it 10, have been strikeouts. Summer Wyatt swinging a miss at a pitch low and in the dirt, and she is down for out number one. That'll bring up Marissa Carey, the junior third baseman. Four outs recorded by Corey Arnold. All four have been strikeouts. Carissa Bandel has recorded six outs. All six have been strikeouts. And the first pitch, well high to Carey, but she swung and missed at it anyways, and well out of the zone, it'll be a strike. Carey, 397 her average, and she'll foul this one away, and it's quickly 0-2. Four extra base hits, she has driven in 14. But needing to protect down 0-2. That one is low and inside. Good eye. And it's one ball and two strikes. So one out, nobody on. Bottom of the second inning here at the state championship tournament quarterfinal. The one seed versus the eight seed. And the eight seed Trojans right now holding on to a 2-1 lead. Ground ball right back to Arnold. Fields it on a hop over to first in time. And that's the first out. That's not a strikeout. And that's quickly two up and two down. Here's number nine in the order, the DP. That's freshman Charlie Coffin. 42nd at bat here for Coffin, a 220 average. Bats from the left side, just one extra base hit. She has driven in four. Calls for time. Looks like they're going to switch out. Dave Arnold. A new softball. So Coffin steps back in. Stands back in the box, lefty against righty. There's a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. What a run it's been for the Bulldogs and head coach Ballard Patterson. And a ground ball left side, fielded by the shortstop, Brewer. Not in time as the speed of Coffin beats out an infield single, and that keeps the inning alive. And back to Carissa Bandel. Third hit for McLeod. Carissa also qualifying for the state track meet in the 100-meter dash. She's trying to win her team a state championship here in Pratt. Flaps the first one foul. Out of play left side. It's 0-1. She reached on an error and scored the lone run. And the first came around to score on the single by Danny Lee. Coming in with a 5.14 average. Coffins at first, two outs. 2-1 Hillsboro here in the bottom of the second. Next pitch gets away, and Coffin takes second without a throw. So a base hit could potentially tie the game. Speaking of stolen bases, Carissa's sister and on deck, Crescenda, came in with 38 stolen bases this year. Next pitch to Carissa Bandel is outside. 1-1. Or correction, now 2-1, beg your pardon. So a hitter's count. The runner at second, representing the tying run. Pitch by Arnold. Flat towards the center field gap, and it's in there. Here comes Coffin around third. She will score, and we're tied at 2-2. Carissa Bandel with the RBI single and a 2-2 game here in the second. Smart base running as well by Coffin. All runs between the two teams so far have been scored with two outs. Here's a bunt that's put down and a diving catch by Arnold. A spectacular defensive play will end the inning, but the job done certainly for Carissa Bandel. An RBI single ties the game at two. We have played two here in Pratt here on Care 93.7.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Hillsboro and McLeod, 2-1A state quarterfinal, state softball championships here in Pratt. Brandon Salmon with you, Joseph Curry, studio producer. Thank you so much for hanging with us here on KAIR as Carissa Bandel back to work. First pitch to the number 9 hitter, center fielder Bailey Gowith, is swung on in this for strike number 1. Gowith, a 157 average. This is her 54th plate appearance of the year. Shows bunt, puts it down, but foul. And quickly 0-2. Arnold and Keely Brewer will follow for the Trojans here in the third. Hillsboro 2 in the first, a 2-run homer by Kirsten Kluver. McLeod 1 in the first on a Danny Lee single, and then 1 in the second on a Carissa Bandel single. 2-2 game as we start the third. Swing and a miss, and another strikeout, make it 7. Or Carissa Bandel, that number skyrocketing here in the quarterfinals of the state tournament. That'll bring up the top of the order with Corey Arnold. Arnold, strikeout victim in her first at bat. So the two-out single and home run in the first are the only two hits for Hillsboro, and that was a near extra base hit potentially for Arnold, just foul down the left field line. And it's a long strike. But every out recorded by Hillsboro has been a strikeout, courtesy of Carissa Bandel. Next pitch a little bit high. And it's 1-1 to Arnold. Arnold, the best batting average for Hillsboro, coming in near 400. At 386. Correction, that is the second best on the team. Bernhardt, who was batting third and in right field, carries a 400 average. Next pitch a little bit high, 2-1. Here's Dandel's next pitch. This one is high down the left field line. It was hard to see off the bat into the sun, but it's going to be caught for the out. The wind pushed it back towards the shortstop in Danny Lee, who made the catch. So two up and two down. Keeley Brewer struck out her first time up. Two outs and nobody on here in the third. 2-2 ball game. Wind puts you into an 11 a.m. semifinal tomorrow morning. First pitch by Carissa Bandel in there to Brewer for strike one. So mentioning again, 144 strikeouts coming in for Carissa Bandel. She already has seven, so 151 in less than 65 innings pitched this season. Pretty remarkable stuff. Next one a little bit outside. Brewer now one ball and one strike. Nobody on, top of the third, a 2-2 game. Brewer fouls this one straight back into the net. Now one ball and two strikes. Hillsborough, their head coach Alyssa Croker. You're in the state tournament, and there's a swing and a miss, and another strikeout for Carissa Bandel. Make it 8 of the 9 outs via the K. We head to the bottom of the third inning here at the State Softball Championship Tournament, a 2-2 tie between McLeod and Hillsborough.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Oskaloosa. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Good luck, McLeod Softball. From your fans, Gus and Kathy Barnett, Jake Barnett, Terry Dunaway, Ron Knoll, and Sandy Walbridge from Barnett Family Funeral Home and Jefferson County Crematory. Congratulations, and go Lady Bulldogs.
Holwick leads things off for McLeod in the bottom of the third. A 2-2 tie against Hillsborough. First pitch was fouled straight back. Now this one is ripped down the left field line, and that's going to be a base hit for Jillian Holwick. Leading things off, Holwick with a sharp single. She is 2-for-2, and she is on to begin the bottom of the third. Boy, a rocket shot. And Kluver had an opportunity, but simply too much mustard on the hot dog. So Holwick at first. And nobody out. She represents the go-ahead run here in the bottom of the third. And the first pitch to sophomore shortstop Danny Lee is in there for a strike. She singled in the one run in the first. And has driven in a team-high 56 runs this season. And now she hits one well to left center field, backing up towards the fence. See you later! How about it, Danny Lee? What a game so far. Add two more. It's a two-run homer. And McLeod takes a 4-2 lead here in the bottom of the third. Danny Lee, her 10th home run of the season. RBIs number 57 and 58. And McLeod now with the 4-2 lead here with nobody out in the bottom of the third. Junior catcher Anna Patch will follow. Fireworks here early in this quarterfinal. Boy, McLeod brought a handful of fans to say the least. They are on their feet. First pitch by Arnold to Patch, a little bit high for a ball. incredible turnaround after giving up a two-run homer in the first, four unanswered by McLeod, and now lead at 4-2 here in the third. Next pitch to Pats is fouled straight back into the screen. It's one ball and two strikes. Correction, 1-1. She bats from the right side, struck out her first time up. And we'll take one a little bit high and outside. Now 2-1. So a single by Holwick, and then a two-run homer by Danny Lee. Pats fouls this one straight back, evens it up at two balls and two strikes. Bulldogs have scored in every inning. One in the first, one in the second, now two here in the third. They have doubled up their lead at 4-2. Another good eye there by Pats. High and outside, three balls and two strikes with Holloway due up next. But Danny Lee already 2-for-2. A home run, a single, and three RBIs. And now fouls another one straight back as Anna Pats. It's 3-2 still. McLeod rocking the purple jersey tops, the black pants, white and yellow trim. This one is hit well towards left field down the line, and it drops in, and it is a fair ball. Late call by the umpire, chugging into second base is Pats, and that's a double. So Pats now at second base with nobody out. That'll bring up Holloway, who struck out her first time up. Still early in this game, but don't want to say anything, you know, danger time for Hillsboro, but this could turn into a big inning for McLeod if they're not careful. Holloway fouls back the first pitch. And including the two that Carissa Bandel gave up in the first on that home run, she's only given up five runs all year. The way she's mowing it down, here's a ground ball right side, productive out. Holloway thrown out at first. And that gets passed over to third base. That goes down 4-3 for out number one here in the third. Summer Wyatt now with an RBI chance here with one out. That runner at third. And McLeod leading 4-2 here in the bottom of the third. Wyatt struck out their first time up. Bats from the right side against Arnold the righty. Shows bunt. Puts it down. Little squeeze play. Now holding it third. It's still fair, and everyone's going to be safe. Good heady base running there by Pats to hold true, and now a throw to third. Not in time. And now on the throw, Wyatt's able to get up to second base. So a bunt single as the catcher, Edwards, thought it was going to curl back foul. It did not. And then they thought they were going to get maybe Pats in a rundown over there at third. And on a throw to third, Wyatt takes second base. So now second and third with one out. Now it's Marissa Carey. Carey, the right-handed hitter. A big RBI chance here with one out to extend on this lead. Pitch by Arnold. Swing and a miss. Carey bounced one back to Arnold her first time up, grounded out to the pitcher. 0-for-1, but she's got one out. Runners at second and third. Shows bunt again, and doesn't pull back in time. It's 0-2 quickly. Coffin next. Two runs have been scored in the inning on a home run by Danny Lee. And still more could be scored with two on and one out. And the 0-2. Inside. Thought about swinging, but Carey pulled back, and it's one ball and two strikes. Arnold trying to work out of a pretty big jam here, and that'll help. There's a strikeout on a pitch well outside the zone, and Carey is down for strike two, or out number two, beg your pardon. So now two outs, and it's up to Charlie Coffin, the DP freshman, who singled and scored her first time up. Boy, base hits. Could tack on two. You have Pats at third, Wyatt at second.
And the first pitch a little bit outside to Coffin for ball one. 4-2 McLeod here in the bottom of the third. Trip to the state semifinals on the line. Last time McLeod was here in the state tournament 2015. Finished third place that year. Well, it's been a hot minute. But clearly the number one team coming in. There's a swing and a miss on a 2-0 pitch. And it's two balls and one strike. Still a hitter's count, 2-1. Arnold looks at the band, hits the sign, fires. And it's in there for a strike. Delayed call by the umpire, and it's 2-2. Looks a little bit outside. And now Coffin needs to protect. Pats at third. Wyatt at second base. 2-2 counts, two outs in the third, and there's a foul ball. Just caught a piece of it to stay alive at 2-2. Head coach Ballard Patterson coaching third base, barking out the signals down the home plate with Coffin, the freshman. Boy, what a spot for the freshman here in the state tournament. Can she pull through? Looks at a ball high. Three balls and two strikes. Well, if you're Corey Arnold, the last thing you want to do is not retire Coffin, and then you get Carissa Bandel back to the plate. Let's see what happens. Ground ball, left side, playable on a hop for short. Ansley Brewer not in time, and everybody safe. And a run is in, and it's a 5-2 McLeod lead. Not sure if that goes down as an error or what. It was just kind of a interrupting snag by Brewer. Kind of hesitated. I don't even think she had a chance to get Coffin at first. And just the speed on the base pass is now... Hillsborough's going to have a meeting inside the circle as it's five unanswered now for McLeod. And they have a 5-2 lead, and they're still batting here in the third. The Pats was able to score from third. Wyatt stayed at second, and Coffin's at first. So you have Wyatt at second, Coffin at first. Two outs for Carissa Bandel, who had an RBI single her last time up, and then reached on an error and scored in the first. 5-2 McLeod here in the bottom of the third. This is a big spot for Corey Arnold. Gotta keep this at a 5-2 game if you are Hillsborough. Ripped into left center field. Oh, what a snag by the shortstop Brewer, who makes up for the mistake in the last at bat. An incredible defensive play to retire the side. But nonetheless, McLeod answers with three more, highlighted by a Danny Lee two-run homer. We've played three. It's a 5-2 McLeod advantage. You're on care, 93.7.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Courtney's LLC, family owned and operated for over 30 years, selling more than used trucks. They have farm equipment, lawnmowers, truck accessories, and more. And they fix trucks, cars, tractors, lawnmowers, and equipment. Call Courtney's LLC at 913-796-6198 or see Courtney's north of McLeod.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving Jefferson and Leavenworth counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, McLeod softball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Wow, three more runs in the third. A 5-2 lead they have on Hillsborough as we start the fourth inning of play here in Pratt. Quarterfinals of the 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament. McLeod the one seed at 23-0. Hillsborough the eighth seed at 8-13. Bulldogs the 5-2 lead as we start the fourth. First pitch to Cassidy Bernhardt, fouled back for strike number one. Bernhardt singled in the first and then scored on the two-run homer by Kirsten Kluver, who was on deck. The only runs for Hillsboro. They jumped out to that 2-0 lead, but McLeod, one in the first, one in the second, and then three more in the third. Highlighted by a Danny Lee home run. There's a pitch that finds the inside part of the strike zone, quickly 0-2. Here's the 0-2. Ground ball, slow roller, right back to Bandel. Shovel throw to Holloway at first for the out. One up and one down here in the fourth. Here's Kirsten Kluver, who had that two-run homer in the first. The only player for Hillsboro that has hit one over the fence this season. That one in the first, her second of the year. She bats from the right side, tad open on her stance. Nobody on, one out in the fourth. Her team trailing McLeod 5-2, and a swing and a miss at the first offering for strike number one. The other game behind us on field B, Blue Stem and Medicine Lodge, that's the 2-7 matchup. Don't have a great view of the field there, so not sure on a score. But El Saline and Jayhawk Lynn will follow this matchup here. The two winners facing off in a semifinal at 11 a.m. tomorrow. If McLeod holds, we will have both of their games, semifinal championship or semifinal and consolation game for you. Off-speed pitch hit towards the left side. Nice athletic play by Danny Lee to run it down near the foul line for the second out. That'll bring up Keitra Edwards. Struck out her first time up. Now Carissa Bandel really settling down since giving up that home run. She has retired now 9 in a row and has piled up 8 strikeouts here in the game. Here is Bandel's first pitch to Edwards. In there for a strike. No balls and one strike to Keitra Edwards, the Hillsboro catcher. Trojans out of the Central Kansas League. And she takes another one in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Plenty of time left in this game. But it's been quite the turnaround for Hillsboro, who started their season 1-10. They were 0-7, 1-10 at one point, but played very well down the stretch and beat 3 14-win teams in their regionals to get here. Able to foul one off. Edwards stays alive at 0-2. Vandell trying to go 1-2-3 for a third straight inning. Strike it out, sit him down. 9 strikeouts for Bandel. She is in cruise control. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. 5-2 our score. McLeod in front here at the State Softball Championships.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Fourth inning here in Pratt. McLeod, the number one seed, a 5-2 lead over 8-seed Hillsboro here in this 2-1A championship quarterfinal matchup. Carissa Bandel, who's gave up a rare two-run homer in the first, has retired 11 in a row. She has struck out 9. And Corey Arnold has to keep this thing at 5-2. The way that Bandel's been pitching has to go through 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Crescenda Bandel takes one high and outside for ball number one. Crescenda 0-2. Strikeout and then a pop out on a bunt attempt. And takes another one outside. It's 2-0. McLouth has scored in every inning, one in the first, one in the second, three in the third. They have nine hits, and they have on base. The 2-0, low and outside, three balls and no strikes. See if she takes all the way, 3-0, and does, and Arnold rifles one in there for strike one. Three balls and one strike here to Bandel. Holwick will follow. Lee in the hole. The 3-1. In there for a strike. Took a little bit off, and Crescendo was taking all the way. And now has a three balls and a two-strike count. Bottom of the fourth. 5-2 McLouth. Foul ball to the right side. Chasing it is Varan, the first baseman. Couldn't quite get there, and we'll try it again at 3-2. You just look down this lineup for McLeod and the averages. You got Carissa, 5-14. Crescendo, who's up right now, 6-09. And she takes high for ball four. Good disciplined plate appearance by Crescendo Bandel. She leads things off the walk. That brings up Jillian Holwick. But outside of the Bandels, you got Danny Lee, who's batting 623. Holwick, who's up now, 561. Anna Pat's 511. Numbers are just staggering now. Holwick shows bunt, pulls back, and gets another stolen base. Make it 39 stolen bases on the season. The throw was low by the catcher Edwards, and Lucero had a chance at a tag, but Crescendo just too much speed on the outside. She's at second with nobody out. There's a foul ball by Holwick. Now one ball and one strike. Holwick's been good. Two at-bats and two singles. She has scored a run. She scored on the two-run homer by Lee in the last inning. Two for two and a run scored. Here's the 0-2. Her correction, one and two, and another stolen base. Can't even look down for a second before Crescendo takes third. 40 stolen bases now for Crescendo Bandel. And the count's one and two on Holwick. Depending on where you put it, a ball in play could add on a run. And how about one right up the middle? Brewer to first, high throw, not in time, and that's going to bring home the run. It was a high throw, but I think Holwick beats it out anyways. But it's a 6-2 lead down for McLeod. That'll bring up Danny Lee, 2-for-2. She has driven in three, and she has hit a home run. She hit two home runs and drove in five. In the regional semifinal win over Valley Falls. Takes one in there for a strike and a stolen base attempt by Holwick, and she's in there without a throw. So they did call Holwick's reach an error on the shortstop. Not credited with an RBI. Here's a shot down the right field line near the corner, and it's caught by the right fielder in foul territory in Bernhardt. And now the ball gets away, and coming in to score is Holwick from second base. So she was tagging to third, and Hillsborough just not paying attention. It's now 7-2. So a sacrifice fly for Danny Lee. Two more runs have scored, and the lead now 7-2 for the Bulldogs, and that'll bring up Anna Pett. With one out, nobody on. From McLeod now in a good spot. Here is a good bunt by Pett. Play to first, not in time. And now the ball gets away, and she'll take second. Things starting to unravel here for Hillsborough in the fourth. Oh, she by far and away beat that throw. It'll be a bunt single, and then the throw allows her to get to second base. Second error in the inning on Hillsborough, their third of the game. Now runner at second for Elizabeth Holloway. Fouls this one straight back and out of play. It's 0-1. Seven unanswered runs by number one McLeod. Got down 2-0 after the first half inning. They have been calm, cool, and collective ever since. One in the first, one in the second, three in the third, two here in the fourth. There's a swing and a miss by Holloway and no throw to third as Patch takes third without a throw. Count 0-2 on Holloway, who's 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out. Let's something in play, could drive in another run. All turf field here in Pratt. The 0-2. Hit well to the right side, foul territory, and down and foul. Good hustle by Bernhardt in right field, couldn't quite get there in time. Trying to get it 0-2. Now Pats at third with one out. Two runs have scored here in the inning. An error and a sack fly, allowing two more to score. 7-2, McLeod by five. And another foul ball by Holloway. It'll stay 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out, bottom of the fourth. McLeod 7, Hillsborough 2. Ground ball, slow roller, but they say it's a foul ball. And Holloway has to come back. We'll do it again at 0-2. So third straight time at 0-2. Holloway staying alive. Arnold still inside the circle. Getting a quick tip from head coach Ballard Patterson. Boy, it's been a wild ride for Coach Patterson. Had to take a few years off, came back here this year. He has led this team to an undefeated record, number one ranking, number one seed, on the cusp here of making the state semifinals if they can hold on. 7-2, McLeod 5-5, in the bottom of the fourth. If the result holds, McLeod will get the winner of El Saline and Jayhawk Lynn at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll have the entire tournament run here on KR93.7 as we're back to it. Inside pitch a little bit low, and Holloway takes her first ball. It's 1-2. Anna Pats at third, one out. Bottom of the fourth. Seven unanswered runs by the Bulldogs. And another foul ball straight back into the screen. It'll stay 1-2. Summer Wyatt on deck. The two runs by Hillsborough has now given McLeod the stat of now 11 runs given up this year in what is now game 24. And another foul ball by Holloway, and she's getting a good ovation from the crowd for the battle. Corey Arnold's been a very good pitcher all year for Hillsborough. This is her 18th appearance inside the circle, just north of a 4 ERA. This one is hit to the right side, right along the line, and it is caught. And here's the play at the plate. Not in time. A sacrifice fly, and Holloway comes through with an RBI. It's now 8-2 Bulldogs. So Pat's heady base running to get in on a ball that was caught near the foul line, right along the edge of the grass and the dirt. Still a pretty long throw from that distance. And Pats beats out a throw. It's 8-2. Now two outs, nobody on for Summer Wyatt. 1-for-2 with the bunt single. Puts another one down, but right to Arnold. Throw to first in time, and that retires the side. Bulldogs add three more, building their lead here at the state quarterfinal matchup with Hillsborough. 8-2 Bulldogs after four. We're back in a moment on Care 93.7.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated Chick Starter Crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated Chick Grower Crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Radio Network. We are live in Pratt here on KAIR 93.7 FM. McLeod softball, number one seed in the 2-1A state tournament, and a good advantage here. 8-2 their lead as we hit the fifth inning against 8 seed Hillsboro. Skyler Varan will lead things off for the Trojans. And Van pitch, nothing new, right down the middle for strike one. Varan struck out her first time up. 9 strikeouts for Carissa Bandel here this afternoon. And an off-speed pitch that misses a little bit outside. Now 1-1. Varan, Ansley, Brewer, and Lucero do up here for Hillsboro. They got to get something going. But even the 2 runs that Bandel gave up in the first on the home run, she has given up a total of just 5 runs all year. Hillsboro's down 6. Swing and a miss by Varan. 1-2. Here in the top of the fifth. Varan very open on her stance from the right side. Bandel's 1-2. Outside. Now 2-2. Unofficially, Hillsboro 2 runs on 2 hits. They have not gotten a hit since the first inning. Swing and a miss and another. Bandel strikeout, make it 10. Down goes Varan. That brings up Ansley Brewer. And now, that is 11 straight retired by Bandel. First pitch in there for a strike to Brewer. Struck out her first time up. Two teams below 500 in this 18 field, Hillsboro and Medicine Lodge. Medicine Lodge, the 7th seed at 9-14, Hillsboro at 8-13. And Brewer quickly, another swing and a miss. She's down 0-2. Then there's a big gap from the 7th seed to the 6th seed because Medicine Lodge at 9-14, the 7th seed, and then the 6th seed St. Mary's, they're 18-5. Next pitch outside, 1-2. Good eye there by Brewer. The 4-5 matchup with El Saline and Jayhawk Lynn. El Saline 18-3, Jayhawk Lynn 16-3. And Blue Stem, the 2 seed at 22-1, and of course the 1 seed in McLeod, 23-0. There is another strikeout, make it 11, and now 12 straight retired. That'll bring up Delaney Lucero. Lucero also a strikeout victim her first time up. 11 strikeouts now for Bandel. She has retired 12 straight since the first inning. And the first pitch low, 4-1 to Lucero. The 1-0, swing and a miss. And now 1-1. Shout out to the Onega Buffaloes baseball team. You heard it on sister station, KMZA 92.1 FM, earlier this afternoon. They had to fight in extra innings to get to the semifinals, but they ultimately got a win in their first-round matchup in extra innings. Shout out to head coach Adam Kufon. The Buffaloes are moving on in the 2-1A baseball tournament out in Great Bend. And as I'm just giving the Onega shout out, how about another strikeout for Bandel? 13 retired in a row, now 12 strikeouts in the game. We head to the bottom of the fifth. 8-2 McLeod here on CARE.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Coming up to bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and the first pitch swinging, and a line out to the shortstop, Marissa Carey. One pitch, she hit it hard, right at Ansley Brewer at shortstop for one pitch and one out here in the bottom of the fifth. So the first out, Charlie Coffin now steps in, freshman lefty designated player. Has reached twice and is driven in one. And a check swing foul. And it's 0-1 as Corey Arnold continues to pitch here for Hillsboro. 8-2 McLeod in the bottom of the fifth. Hillsboro won the state championship in volleyball this past fall. They last won a softball title in 2012. McLeod looking for their first softball state championship. They were last here in 2015. Next pitch a little low and outside. Two balls and one strike here to Charlie Coffin. And the 2-1. Hit right back to Arnold off her glove and no play at first. It ricocheted over to the shortstop and Ansley Brewer. And the speed of Coffin beats it out for another infield single. She has reached three times. And now here's Carissa Bandel. She has reached on an error and scored, singled in a run, and is lined out to short. But inside the circle has 12 strikeouts and has also retired 13 straight. First pitch to Bandel is in there for a strike. One in the first, one in the second, three in the third, three in the fourth. For McLeod after they got down 2-0 after the first half inning. Now showing bunt, and Carissa lays one down, but it's foul. And it's no balls and two strikes. Carissa Bandel is signed at NEO in Oklahoma to continue her softball career. And McLeod looking for their first Haitia-sanctioned state championship in any sport in more than 40 years. There's a ground ball to the pitcher. Arnold, a quick throw to get the out. It's a productive out. Coffin goes up to second base, but now two down. That'll bring up Crescenda Bandel. 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Base hit could add to the lead. 8-2. Bulldogs in the bottom of the fifth. It has been a long time since McLeod has won a Acacia-sanctioned state championship. There's a ball that gets into the dirt and behind the catcher in Edwards. And that allows Coffin to get to third without a throw. Now, the McLeod girls did win the 1A powerlifting competition, not Acacia-sanctioned. Shows you the athleticism that they have across the board. And of course, mentioned earlier that Carissa Bandel is qualified for multiple events at state track and trying to help her team here win a state softball championship. One ball and one strike to Crescenda. She puts down a bunt right back to Arnold, trying to beat it out. And safe! And a play at the plate, not in time! And now a throw to second, not in time! How about it? A little squeeze bunt for Crescenda Bandel. It's 9-2 McLeod. That'll bring up Jillian Holwick. Two outs, a runner at second. 9-2 now. And McLeod keeps the streak alive as they have scored in every inning. Jillian's had a good day. Two singles, two runs scored, reached on an error. And now a play at third is in time. Good throw by the catcher, Edwards, and Crescenda Bandel is caught stealing. But nonetheless, another one is tacked on. And at the end of five, it's McLeod 9 and Hillsboro 2 here on CARE.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
Taco John's new double beef and potato quesadilla is so filling, it's even a mouthful to describe. Double seasoned beef, crispy potato alazolays, and five melty cheese cheeses. Try saying that two times fast. New double beef and potato quesadilla for just $4.99 at Taco John John's.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial services and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Carissa Bandel's day is done inside the circle as Danny Lee now takes over as McLeod leads Hillsboro 9-2 here in the sixth inning as Hillsboro is set to come up here with Bailey Gilwith, Corey Arnold, and Keeley Brewer. Think about this. McLeod is playing their 24th game of the year. They have only pitched two players. Carissa Bandel and Danny Lee are the only two players that have pitched for the Bulldogs this year. It's different from baseball. You don't have a pitch limit in softball. So when you got it, you got it. And you got two aces, so Carissa Bandel's day is done after five innings of work. Gives up two runs, two hits, and 12 strikeouts. And now Danny Lee throws a first-pitch strike. It's fouled off by Gilwith, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Solid across the board again for Bandel as Danny Lee now will try to wrap this one up for the Bulldogs and get themselves into a semifinal tomorrow. Hard fastball swung on and missed and go with quickly down 0-2. Well, how about Danny Lee's pitching stats? She is 11-0 with a 0.159 ERA. 44 innings pitched. She's given up one earned run. 106 strikeouts to just 5 walks. Now this one's put in play by Gowith, right side, second base, throw to first in time, nicely done from Holwick to Holloway for out number one. Now the top of the order with Corey Arnold. So officially, Bandel, five innings pitched, two runs, two hits, and 12 strikeouts. She retired 13 in a row after giving up that two-run homer in the first. Danny Lee's first pitch to Arnold in there for a strike. Arnold 0-for-2, strikeout and a pop-out. And takes a fastball high and swung right through it. It's quickly 0-2. So McLeod inching closer to a semifinal berth. He'll get either El Saline or Jayhawk Lynn tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. There's a swing and a miss. One gets away. Throw by Pats down to second base in time for the out. And Danny Lee records her 107th strikeout of the year. Quickly, two up, two down. Now Keeley Brewer. 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the sixth inning, 9-2 McLeod here in the state tournament. First pitch by Lee, a little bit high and tight. And it's 1-0. open on her stance, takes one low and inside, two balls and no strikes. And the 2-0. In there for a strike, catching the inside corner, now 2-1. Hillsborough got their two runs in the first. A two-out single by Cassidy Bernhardt was followed up by a two-run home run by Kirsten Kluver. Brewer chops this one away foul, and it's two balls and two strikes. And then after that, that's where Bandel started cooking and retired 13 in a row. And Danny Lee trying to go 1-2-3 here in the sixth. And the 2-2 is fouled away off the ankle of Brewer. She's all good. She'll stay two balls and two strikes. Certainly just another solid performance across the board here for the Bulldogs here to open up the state tournament. Next pitch a little bit low and inside, now three balls and two strikes. They still got to close it out, though. So 3-2, Cassidy Bernhardt due up next. Fifteen in a row have been retired since the first inning. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch and another strikeout. Hillsborough down 1-2-3 once again. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. 9-2 McLeod here on CARE.
The school year is almost over, but another one will be here before you know it. If you have kids that participate in middle school or high school sports, you know that Kansas requires school sports physicals before they can even start practicing this fall. But did you know that you can get your physical done now instead of waiting until the fall? Amberwell Atchison is offering a convenient school sports physical event on May 31st from 4 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $25 per physical, payable by cash or card. Registration is required and can be completed online at amberwellhealth.org. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Hillsborough 2. Quarterfinals here at the 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament. Brandon Tabman, Joseph Curry with you. Thank you so much for hanging with us here tonight. Bulldogs trying to punch that ticket to the semifinals tomorrow morning. Corey Arnold's first pitch to Julian Holwick, a little bit high for a ball. Holwick, three at bat. She has reached three times, two singles, and also reached via an error. She has scored two runs. And the count now, one ball and one strike, takes one on the outside corner. Lee and Pat also do up in the inning, trying to add a little bit of insurance going into the seventh. There's one fouled straight back. It's 1-2. Now, they could win it here in the sixth if they score three. Bulldogs have scored in every inning. They scored three in the third, three in the fourth, and one in the other three. This one is hit well towards left center field, but the center fielder working towards it, Goeth, makes the catch for the out. Out. Maybe 8 to 10 paces. Well, the year of Danny Lee continues. The sophomore has driven in four tonight, a home run and a single. Her home run was a two-run shot back in the third. She has 10 home runs this season and now rips one right back up the middle for another hit. And that is her third hit, and she's on with one out. So a single, a home run, a sack fly, and a single. Mentioned earlier that Lee had the huge game against Valley Falls in the regional semifinals where she went or had three hits, two home runs, and five RBIs. She leads the team in both home runs and RBIs by a long mile. She is added to it, now trying to steal a base, and Arnold cuts off the throw. And the swing and miss there by Pats makes it 0-1, and Lee now into scoring position with one out after the stolen bag. Arnold continuing to pitch, the 0-1 in there for a strike, 0-2. Here on Pats. Pats has struck out. She has doubled, has reached on a bunt single, and has scored twice. But down in the count, 0-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. McLeod 9, Hillsborough 2. Pops this one up foul, out of play. And it stays 0-2 with Elizabeth Holloway due up next. You know, coming in, everyone was worried about maybe some weather in the area. And there was a little bit of rain here in Pratt this morning, but stayed pretty overcast. Now we got blue skies and the sun is out. It's a little bit warm. And Pat fouls another one away. It stays 0-2. But a date in a semifinal on the line if McLeod can hold on, and in a very good spot here. They have been dominant since the first inning, where Hillsborough got their lone two runs on a home run by Kirsten Kluver. But the combination of Bandel and Lee have retired, I believe now off the top, 15 or 16 straight. There's a fly ball right center field, coming on to make a nice acrobatic catch as Bernhardt for the second out. And Lee goes back to second base. The two outs, Lee at second. That brings up Elizabeth Holloway. Holloway drove in one in her last at bat with a sac fly. She also has a ground out and a strikeout. Base hit could add to the lead with one inning to go. Here is the first pitch by Arnold. And hit off the inside part of the bat. Little bouncer to second. Shoveled to first in time. So just making the play, Lucero. And that is the first inning. McLeod has failed to score a run. But nonetheless, they got one inning to go to wrap this one up. We head to the seventh. It's McLeod 9 and Hillsborough 2.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
McLeod looking to close it out with a 9-2 lead over Hillsborough here in the quarterfinals. The 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament here in Pratt. Brandon Tabman, Joseph Curry with you. A 9-2 advantage for the number one seed McLeod Bulldogs, as Danny Lee will try to retire this side in the seventh and wrap this one up and get McLeod to a semifinal date tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. We'll get the winner of El Saline and Jayhawk Lynn, who's coming up next here on this field. But Danny Lee came in for Carissa Bandel in the sixth, went 3-up, 3-down. And her first pitch to Cassidy Bernhardt is high and outside for ball number one. Since the first inning, or since Kluver hit that two-run homer for Hillsborough, between Bandel and now Lee, 16 straight have been retired. 14 of those have been strikeouts. Or I should say 12 of those 16 in a row have been via the strikeout. Now a hard shot, right side, playable for the second baseman, Holwick to first in time for the out. One up and one down, and now Kirsten Kluver steps in. Two outs away from a state semifinal berth. Hoover, had the two-run homer in the first. Her second at bat, she popped out to short. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. It's 0-1. Keitra Edwards, due up next. On Hillsboro, their incredible late-season run is on the brink of ending here in the first round of the state tournament as this one is fouled away. And Kluver quickly down 0-2. This is a Hillsboro team that started their year 0-7. They were 1-10 through their first 11 games, but went on a run, and then as a 7th seed in the Mound Ridge Regional, won 3 straight games against 14-plus win teams to get here to Pratt. So it's been a heck of a run, and a lot of these girls, part of the volleyball team that won a 3A state title this past fall. There's a swing and a miss, and Kluver is down. Third strikeout for Lee in the last inning and change, and now Hillsboro down to their final out. Here's Keitra Edwards, 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. 9-2 McLeod. Bulldogs 1 out away from punching that ticket to the semifinals. Lee's pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. McLeod has been a bulldozer, just rolling through competition all year. And that has not changed here in the first round of the state championship tournament. On the brink of wrapping up a 9-2 victory. Next pitch fouled away, and now Hillsboro down to their final strike. It is 0-2. In the next matchup, El Saline and Jayhawk Lynn to follow. That's the 4-5 matchup, which McLeod would get the winner of that in the semis tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Foul ball by Edwards to stay alive at 0-2. One strike away from McLeod. What a run it has been so far, and it looks like it's about to continue into tomorrow. We'll have both games for you tomorrow, right here on CARE. And there's a swing and a miss, and that'll do it. The number one ranked and top seed McLeod Bulldogs improved to 24-0 with a 9-2 quarterfinal victory against Hillsboro. We'll step aside and wrap up the broadcast after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes. Even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msccsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Top seed and top-ranked McLeod going to 24-0 with a 9-2 victory over Hillsboro in the first round of the 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament. Back one final time, Brandon Tam and Joseph Curry with you here on CARE 93.7. Just a dominant performance, and the dominant season continues for top-ranked McLeod as they await the winner of El Saline and Jayhawk Lynn in one of two semifinal games, which will be played at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. If they win, they'll play in a championship game at 1:30, and if they lose, they will play in a consolation game around 1 o'clock. But nonetheless, we'll have both games for you tomorrow right here on KAIR. So let's run through it real quick, as it's a 9-2 McLeod victory. Looking through some of the numbers, 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base for Hillsboro, 2 runs, 2 hits, 3 errors, and they left none on base. Carissa Bandel, the winning pitcher, 5 innings, 2 runs, 2 hits allowed, and 12 strikeouts. Danny Lee in relief, 2 innings pitched, no runs, no hits, and strikeouts. Danny Lee offensively had 2 singles, a home run, and she drove in 4. Also RBIs in the game for Carissa Bandel, Crescenda Bandel, Elizabeth Holloway had a sacrifice fly. Charlie Coffin had 3 hits, including a single. So top to bottom, just a dominant performance after Hillsboro came out swinging in the first and had a 2-0 lead, but 9 unanswered. And the pitching, again, just dominant after the first inning for McLeod. So El Saline and Jayhawk Lynn coming up here in just a little bit on this same field. El Saline, 18-3, the 4 seed. Jayhawk Lynn, 16-3. They are the 5 seed. Winner gets McLeod at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning right here in Pratt in a semifinal at the 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament. So thanks again for everyone listening. We'll have the games for you tomorrow. McLeod 2 wins away from having their first Keisha-sanctioned state championship in over 40 years. It's been a heck of a ride. Why not go get it tomorrow with 2 more wins? Again, final score, 9-2 McLeod. 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors, 6 left. Hillsboro, they have their season come to an end at 8-14, 2 runs, 2 hits, 3 errors, and no left on base. For Joseph Curry, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. For McLeod softball in the state semifinals at 11 a.m., you'll hear it right here on KAIR 93.7.